Hey guys, so I'm gonna jump on here and talk to you guys about how to create a schedule. So we all have 24 hours in a day, right? Everybody has the same amount of time, but sometimes we're like, how is that person getting so much done and I'm not? Or like, we get overwhelmed or all these things, right? So I'm gonna give you like kind of a little like tacticals on how you can kind of create a schedule that works for you. So the biggest thing we're going to do first is I want you to sit down and actually think about when you can dedicate time to your business, okay? So that's going to look different for all of us. So for me personally, I run this full time. So I clock in at 9 a.m. I clock out at 3 p.m. And that is a time while my kids are in school that gives me time to go for my walk and get my body movement in before I sit down to work. And then I clock out at 3 and go pick up my kids, okay? So for me, it's 9 to 3 p.m. But for you, that could be different, especially if you're already working at 9 to 5. So sit down and whether it is 30 minutes or an hour or whatever, multiple hours, figure out how much time you can sit down and have uninterrupted time to work your business. So for some of you, that could look like getting up 45 minutes early and then having a 30-minute time block there to work your business. And then coming home from work, getting dinner ready for the family, and then having dinner with them, and then sitting down for an hour to work your business. It can be split through the day, but find the times that you can dedicate to your business uninterrupted and write that down. Like block out those times for your business, okay? The next thing I want you to do is once you've figured out those times, I want you to look at the tasks that you need to do, okay? So there are some tasks that can easily be done from our phone while we're like standing in the grocery line or stuff like that. But there's other tasks that really need our full-blown attention and need us to sit down at our computer or whatever we have and focus on getting them done and run through and get it done, okay? So figure out that list of tasks that you know you need to be sitting down and giving your 100% attention to and make a list. Then take that list and figure out how to put that into those time blocks you have. You're going to like use timers or alarms or whatever, timers specifically, for those tasks. So for example, if you have 30 minutes, right, you can break up your tasks into how much ever time you need for them. Sometimes it's like 2 minutes, sometimes it's 5 minutes. If it's something that's like tagging people and things, like whatever. So for example, here's one of mine. So I put down 2 minutes to go through groups and comment on things. So that's multiple groups. So I give 2 minutes per group. For each group, I need to be commenting and bumping posts. There's other things like I set a 3-minute timer where I will go to my VIP list for people that want recipes and keto low carb information. And I will spend 3 minutes tagging, going down the list and tagging each person in a post that has to do with a new recipe. So like I'll go find a new recipe in my group. I'll go find some keto tips in my group and I will tag them in it for that allotted amount of time. And that just kind of brings value to their day and helps them on their journey, right? So find whatever, you know, works specifically for you. But set timers for those tasks or else you're going to continuously just like get lost in the task. And next thing you know, you've spent 7 minutes, 10 minutes, 30 minutes scrolling TikTok or looking through a group's news feed that's not even relevant to the business or whatever it is, okay? So set an amount of time to give each task because that's going to keep you on task and help you utilize the block amount of time that you have, all right? And then if you are someone that is working this like from morning to evening, full time, whatever, make sure you schedule into that time to get up, to move your body, to not be in front of the computer all day long. This is very important for re-energizing yourself. Schedule time for your family to give them full-blown quality time. So for me, one of the biggest things I learned when I started doing this is that if I sit down and do my work during my allotted time, like so now it's not so bad because my kids are in school and I work when they're in school, right? But when I worked 2 other jobs plus this, I was very open with my kids, like, hey, this is my time to work. When I would get home, I'd feed them dinner, and this is my time to work. if you let me work and get what I need to get done during this time, then this time over here is for you 100%. Okay. And when it was their time, I would set everything down and fully give them that quality time. You'll see my eye just twitch. All right. Sat down and gave them that quality time 100%. Then put my laptop up, put my phone up, whatever. And because they knew and had that trust built that whenever I said it was their time, they would fully get that time. They let me work when I need to work and get things done. Okay. So figure out when you can sit down and work your business uninterrupted. Find your time blocks. Take those time blocks and break them up into tasks and a list of tasks with times for each task. And again, set the timer, do the task, move to the next one. If you have extra time, if you get something done early, cool. Go to the next thing. And then at the end of your work block, work on something else to get ahead or to do extra or whatever. But utilize that time block and schedule, and it'll help you really utilize your day. You'll be very surprised how much you can get done in a 30-minute block when you sit down and have 30 minutes of uninterrupted time where you are staying on task.